Good evening. It is 8:02. You got DJ Buck Rooster in the house with another edition of Random Acts of Music. What's going on tonight? You are wondering, and I'm revealing. Old dastardly DJ Big Bad Buck Rooster is all about alliteration tonight. We've got alliterative song titles, alliterative bands, and alliterative album titles. Sometimes 2 out of 3, sometimes 3 out of 3. We might double down, we might triple down, but we're definitely doing it all about alliteration. Right beneath me now, you are listening to some Tortoise, a song called TNT, which is a remix by Takamura. Take it away, Tortoise. Thank you. My morning jacket. Indeed. And before that, well, that song was called Off the Record from really one of their best releases, I think, simply entitled Z. For my morning jacket, we had Matt Mays and El Torpedo with Move Your Mind. And then we had some Los Lobos, Shaking, Shaking, Shakes. And what did we start off with way back at the top of this set? With Antibalas Afro Beat Orchestra with Beat and Metal. It's 8:25. We're all about alliteration tonight at Random Acts Music. DJ Buck Rooster with you. You can reach me for requests at 919-929-9601. That'll do it right there. 919-929-9601. Give me a call. I will certainly try to fill your alliterative requests. That's right, alliteration found in song titles, band names, and even album titles will do. Sometimes if you can combine them, it's especially nice, especially sweet if you can do that. Otherwise, keep on doing what you're doing, and keep on listening, and keep on contributing to us. Yeah, it's that on-air campaign thing, but it's much needed. WCOM is moving to a new location, just across the parking lot from where we are now, but into prestigious quarters. The Art Center is allowing us to enter their domain, and that is a beautiful partnership right there, but it is not going to be free to make this move. We're going to have to upgrade equipment. We're going to have to retrofit the space they are giving us, and we're going to be off the air for a couple of weeks, sometime at the end of this month, possibly. Bottom line, we are throwing out there a 100 by 100 campaign to raise the $10,000 we need to make this move. So 100 people donating $100 equals $10,000 equals big, big smiles all around here. So listen, go to our website, WCOMFM.org, WCOMFM.org. There's plenty of information about the 100 by 100 campaign. There is a secure donation link that will do just that, take you to a page where you can easily donate online, and certainly the $100 would be much appreciated, but any amount that you can spare would get us towards our goal. We are about 75% there now, and we're very grateful to those that have supported and all of those that listen, and we hope we're providing you some programming that you enjoy, like this show. And that's enough rambling on, probably. I would like to not break the momentum of the music. Let's get back to the alliteration, shall we? And coming up now, we are Born on the Bayou with some Creedence Clearwater Revival. Yeah.
bell-bottom blues, you made me cry. I don't want to lose this feeling. And if I could choose a place to die, but I love the fight. You won't fight a better loser.
Fast and Furious, all about alliteration, Dixie Dregs with Cruise Control from an album called What If. Have you been able to like dig back into the recesses of your mind and recall Dixie Dregs? Great Southern band. Steve Morse on guitar, one of the great unsung guitar heroes of our time. Still doing it out there. Who else was in that band? T. Lovitz and Rod Morgenstern, yes, and other folks. Even Mark O'Connor was in that band for a little while. I digress. We're keeping it all about alliteration. I got a request or two, in fact, to fill. First up, a recent contributor to our fundraising campaign and a longtime listener. Much appreciated, Andy. Thank you, thank you. Huge shout out to you. Some Stones with Memory Motel.
Just And she uses it well. Yeah, mighty fine, 'cause she's one of a kind.
Miles, we've been in 15 states. If a woman seems to fade out of my mind, I hit the bottom, I hit the second prize. What's all this laughter on the 22nd floor? It's just some friends of mine in the busting.
Greg Santana.
In the GMB, getaway blues from the refugee camp.
Oh, Maria, Maria, she remind me of a West Side Story. Growing up in Spanish Harlem, she living the life just like a movie star.
Ways to make it better.
Santana with Maria Maria, along with The Product GNB, a number one song that reached number one on my 38th birthday in the year 2000, from an album that sort of brought Santana back into the limelight. He's had many, many resurrections, still going strong. Fantastic guitarist. And that one goes out to Greg. Thank you. Thank you, Greg, for the suggestion, along with about 25 other suggestions. I will try to get to one or more of those, and I do appreciate those, honestly. And then before that, we had another request up there with Memory Motel from Black and Blue, the Rolling Stones. That was a fine one. Overlooked album there, Black and Blue. I'd advise you to revisit that one that came out in 1976. So that song, Memory Motel, Billy Preston is on keyboards, and so is Keith Richards. In fact, Keith does not play guitar on that song. Harvey Mandel plays electric guitar, and Wayne Perkins is on acoustic, and it's one of the few Stone songs to feature both Mick Jagger and Keith Richards on vocal, and it's one of the longest Stone songs at 7+ minutes. So damn, that's a good one. Thank you, Andy, for suggesting that one. It's 8:58. We are winding up the first hour of Random Acts of Music. DJ Buck Rooster with you on WCOM LP Chapel Hill in Carrboro. Always, always appreciative for you tuning in. And it's all about alliteration tonight. And if you know what that means, then you know what that means. Song titles, album titles, artist names. Let's move on into the second hour of music. Apologize for the technical difficulties. That's why you should contribute to this station. WCOMFM.org. Help us out. CD player that works. Would be wonderful.
No words to share. so nowhere else to share. For the friend that you never hear.
The rain is falling, it's after dark. The streets are swimming with the sharks. It's the right night for the wrong company. And there ain't nothing round here to look at. Move along, move along. The neon lights on Baltimore, every shadow's getting famous. In some backyard, in some plastic chair, hoping these cigarettes will save us. Here we go again.
Red tied round their throats. their little heads from falling in the snow. And I turn round and there you go. And Michael, you would fall and turn the white snow red as strawberries in summertime.
Little Fleet Foxes for you. And now I'm going to fill a request from Lynn and Wayne. Thank you. With a little talk, talk. Doing talk, talk. Southern Culture on the Skids with Ditch Digging.
Ah, now, there's a new dance going around. It's called the Ditch Digger. I'm going to show you how. Get both hands on your tool, your shovel, your blade, and start digging deep. And we're going to do it till the mountain gets steep. Dig some ditch, baby, right here now. Let's do it. You got a scratch? It starts to itch. Ring my bell, baby. I wanna dig your ditch. Buried treasure, lost and found. Who digs the deepest? Ditch in town. Let's
to levitate. It was just alright. In the snow, falls in the shape of paws, and I'm blowing my breath at the moon like an unexploded ordnance, exclaiming over the ruins, exclaiming over the ruins, where the blues is no excuse. Placing sucker's bits on the sunrise. I was holding some pills for a friend, and I pulled those stitches out my sip, and I guess I'd do it again. I guess I'd do it again. It's all a ruse, and you're bound to lose. Took my black Nikes for evidence. I hope I can get them back soon. I hope I can get them back soon. It's what they mean by paying dues.
From the Yeah Yeah Yeahs to Tejas with ZZ Top. Yes, ZZ Top, more than just Fandango and anything off of that 80s album that dominated MTV. No, that is a double dose of ZZ Top, two songs that are always, it seems like, played together, Waiting on the Bus and Jesus Just Left Chicago. So you got some alliteration there, ZZ Top, Jesus Just Left. Yeah, we're keeping the all about alliteration thing alive for another 28 minutes, at which point Furious George will ramble in here and blow your mind. Guaranteed. That is, I have no trouble predicting that he will blow your mind, because I know he will. He'll have crazy old and new school beats, political clips, just mixed up into a crazy heady brew that will peel back your consciousness and allow some light in. All right? That sounds like fun, doesn't it? Yeah, you should stick around at 10 o'clock. All right, we're going to continue the all alliteration theme. Going to get a request in. I've had a ton of requests from Mr. Greg Flynn, and I do appreciate it. He is having a good time sending them in. I cannot get them all on, but I gravitate. I had another request for an 80s, a new wave night, Lynn. I hear that, and I will. I can do that. So we'll keep it 80s here with a little Billy Idol. If I can get this dang computer to get going, we got some White Wedding.
Start again. It's a Thank you. last night or the night before that. I won't say which night. A seaman friend of mine, I'll not say which seaman, walked up to a big old building. I won't say which building, and would not have walked up the stairs, not to say which stairs, if they had not been two girls leaving out the name of Tuesday. Car, a garden door, a big long room, I'll not tell which room. I remember a deep blue rug, but I can't say which rug. The girl took down a book of poems, not to say which book of poems, and as she read, I laid my head, and I can't tell which head down in her lap. I can't tell which lap.
Well, I'm a singing buddy, and this girl moved off after a couple of places, and there I was all night long, playing and listening and forgetting the poems. And as well as I could recall, well, my seaman buddy could recollect, the girl had told us that she was a niece of Walt Whitman, but not which niece. And it takes a night and a girl and a book of this kind a long, long time to find its way back.
Billy Bragg, along with Wilco. Billy Bragg, that's alliterative, isn't it? And the song is called Walt Whitman's Niece. Love that one. Two volumes of that, Billy Bragg and Wilco. Right now, though, I got to give a shout out. We are reaching all the way deep into Wise, Virginia, down into Little Hollywood, saying hello to the Williams clan. That would include my wife and son. Yep. This one's for Julie. One of our Courtin songs, Counting Crows.
Staring back at me, but you were gone, gone, gone. I wanted to see you walking backwards to get the sensation. You coming home? I wanted to see you walking away from me without the sensation of your leaving me alone. Time and time again.
Oh, speaking their names, they shake the flag, waking the earth, it lifts and lags. We see a thousand rooms to rest, helping us taste the bite of death. I know my time is past. I'm not so young, I'm not so fast. I tremble with the nervous thought of having been at last forgotten.
L-L-I-F-N-O-R-I-S. Ring the bell and call or write us. L-L-I-F-N-O-R-I-S. Can you call the captain?
Sufjan Stevens from Illinois with They Are Night Zombies. They Have Come Back from the Dead. Didn't really sound like a zombie song, did it? Sounded pretty gentle. It's 9:58. I am wrapping it up. Hope you've been cool with All About Alliteration on Random Acts of Music tonight. DJ Buck Rooster is so happy that you've joined. And you should stick right where you are. Maybe get up, stretch a little bit. But in 2 minutes, Furious George will take over your mind and your free will. And really, you're just only going to be able to sit there in a stupor and absorb the abuse that you're going to take. But it's a good abuse. I don't mean abuse in a negative sense. I don't at all mean it in a negative sense. I mean it in a very positive experience.
Use your inner demons.
Abuse your inner demons. There you go. You're going to be better for all that comes your way. And what's coming your way is the last alliteration, Beastie Boys with Jimmy James.
This next one is the first song on our new album.